Happy Sabbath, brother, boys and girls. It's good to be in the house of the Lord, right? Amen. Yes. Today we're going to be talking about faith and trusting in the Word of God. But before we start, we have to always pray, because in the Bible, and we're going to be talking a little bit about the Bible. The Bible says we have to, as the people of God, we have to pray without season. The word season mean without stopping. We have to pray at all times. So before I do this children's story, I wanted to pray with you guys so you guys will understand, okay? Because the Holy Spirit will guide your mind and your heart so you will be able to understand, okay? Our precious and loving Father who art in heaven, we thank you for these precious, beautiful lambs that you have brought here in the house of God on this beautiful Sabbath day. Thank you so much, Father. I pray that you will give them the wisdom and the knowledge, because you are God that does not see age. You do not see a person. You're not a respecter of a person. You will give the Holy Spirit to whoever wants it, Lord. And especially little kids, little children, because they are more receptive and they have a childlike faith, Father. Please help them. In Jesus' precious name, amen. So we're going to be talking a little bit about faith. Faith. Okay. I have this piece of paper right here. Okay. I took from the restroom. Okay. Does it look clean? It's clean because, yes. Okay. Wipe it on the ground. Is it clean? Can I wipe your face with it? I'm going to stomp on it. Is it clean? Okay. It looks clean. It looks clean. How do you know it's not clean? It looks clean. I just stepped on it and wiped on the ground, on the floor. How do you know? What does it have in it? Germs, right? Can we eat off it? If I put a cookie in here, can you eat off it? How do you know that there is germs? Can you see it? You can't, right? So faith is something like that. It's something that you cannot see, but you know there, it's there, right? So I'm going to put this on the ground. I'm not going to... Okay, what about, what is this? I mean, this is paper. You can see it, right? But what do you feel? Air. Can you see air? No, right? It's the same thing. Okay, words. Can you see words? You hear it, right? But you cannot see it. It's the same thing, like the breath of life. Like, you know how we talk and move? We cannot see it. Let's say the Holy Spirit we talk about here in church. We always talk about the Holy Spirit. Can we see it? We can't really see it, right? Okay, another good example will be like when your mom and dad take you to school every morning, like 3 o'clock or 3:30, are they going to pick you up or they're going to leave you there? How do you know they're not going to leave you there and say, okay, I'm not going to pick Divya up or Valerie. I'm not going to, you know, you have faith, right? That mommy and daddy is going to come and pick you up, right? That they will not abandon you because mommy and daddy loves you and they cannot live without you. It's the same thing, you know, with the love of God. There are things that we do not see, but it is. It exists because there is an invisible world, an invisible world, things that we can see and things that we cannot see, right? And it's like, one good example is, you remember the story of Elisha and his servant? You remember the story of Elisha where the enemies were coming after, you know, the Elisha, and Elisha was scared. Not Elisha, I'm sorry. His servant was scared. And Elisha was like, Lord, open the eyes of the servant. And what did he see? Remember, what did he see? When the Lord, Elisha prayed, they saw horses and chariot of fire. Because the Lord, remember Hebrews 12:29 says that the Lord is a consuming fire. He always works with fire. You see? So it's the same thing. You know, we might not see a lot of things, you know, in this world. But like, you remember also in Luke 4:4 and Matthew 4:4, it says when Jesus told Satan, that, but this lesson is only, you know, for everybody. It's not only for the children. When the Lord says, Jesus told Satan that man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that cometh proceeded out of the mouth of God. So everything that comes from the Word of God, you know, the Word of God is power. This book right here that you can see, it has so much power because it is the Word of God. And God does not lie. Okay, another example is, how do you know that Jesus died on the cross or that he is going to come back one day? You know, why do we trust this? Okay, when Jesus died on the cross, we were not there. We were not even born. So how will we know that he died on the cross? It's because it's written in the Word of God, and God does not lie. Our words, my words means nothing, because I'm a human. Like, for example, remember when Jesus told Lazarus, Lazarus, come forth. His word is power. He can say, like, an example would be, who was the first president of the United States? George Washington, right? In the 16th would be Abraham Lincoln, right? If Jesus would say, Abraham Lincoln, rise, Abraham Lincoln will rise. Or George Washington would say, rise, he will rise. But if I go to the cemetery and I say, George Washington, rise, nothing will happen, right? Or if Jesus said, Leah, my name is Leah, may her hair turn purple, my hair would turn purple. Or if I say, Valerie, your hair would turn pink, it's not going to happen. So the Word of God is very, very powerful. And another evidence in, you know, do you know what's the second Bible? You know, this is our first Bible, where the Word of God. Nature. Yes. Every morning, what rises? The sun. The sun rises from the east and dies to the west. That's what every sunset, I like to, you know, look at the west and it just goes down. And then you also look at the season. Like, what month are we living in right now? We are in the month of December, right? Why, you know, usually in the month of December, it's cold, right? What about the month of June? It's hot. What would happen if one time it started to snow, right? That would be weird because all the season, winter, fall, summer, spring, they all have its own course. How does December know that it should be cold? How does the month of March know that it's supposed to be spring, where everything starts to grow? Because the Lord is in control. He is the God of nature, and he works with nature. And when we see these things, we know that there is a God that is in control of all things, you know? And this is where, when I see that, it makes our faith grow more and more and more, you know? Faith is very, very important. That's why when we're in church, we talk about faith, we sing about faith, we pray about faith, and we try to live by faith. That is why in the Bible, it's in Habakkuk 2:4, and also in Hebrews 10:38, it says that the just shall live by faith. That is why faith is very, very important. So when we're praying about faith, preaching about faith, living by faith, you remember all these things, that there is a world that we can see, and there's a world that we cannot see, but you can feel it. You can see it. The same thing like the Holy Spirit. You know what? You know, we grown people, we always talk about the Holy Spirit. You'd be like, what is that? What is that? But it is a power that we cannot understand. It is the power of God. But we see the evidences around it. That's why, that's what we pray. Like, Lord, help us to exercise our faith, to grow more faith. And that is why, remember the story of Elisha I told you about? There's a text that is in Psalms 3:6, where it says, I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people that have set themselves against me around us. So you remember the story also of the Syrian king. His name was Sennacherib. He was the king of Syria. He was about to come, and he was about to, he was mocking the Lord. But one angel destroyed 185,000 of the enemies of God, the Syrian. You see how much power God has? He is so powerful. That's why, you know, when you go to bed or every single day, like I said, pray without stopping. Say, Lord, please help me to have more faith. Help me to have a childlike faith. Like you guys, you know, Jesus wants, because us grown people, we are more less faith than you guys. That's what the Lord says, childlike faith, because he compared to you guys. Because you believe your mommy and your daddy in Jesus, our Father in heaven. He is our Father. And we want to have faith, you know, like you guys have faith that mommy and daddy is going to pick you up from school every single day and not leave you there. Be like, I'm tired taking care of my kids. You know, the school can have them, you know. That will never happen because your mom and dad love you. And that's the same way the Lord loves each one of us, even if we're children or not. So who wanted to pray? And then I'm going to have the last prayer.
Dear God, thank for today. Thank for all of us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Dear God, thank you for today. Thank you for the blessings. In Jesus' name, amen.
Okay. Thank you.